Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Out of challenge, they had a lot of pitching changes, but I just kept my mind in it the whole time. The outcome was really good.
Why do you think just September collectively, Chris, has gone your way?
Well, everything started to shift whenever I stopped shaking Servi. So that's, it's him knowing the hitters, knowing the league, but also allows me not to have to think too much. Just go with what he puts down. And the month of September, I've been doing that, and I've been pitching much more like myself.
How much of a difference is that? Because you talked when you came to the Pirates how many different catchers you threw to. I mean, just how much more does that put a pitcher's mind at ease and also help, physically with the chemistry?
Yeah, it's huge. I asked Clint when I first came over if I could use the same catcher every time, and I think I made 9 or 10 starts, and all but one have been to Servi. And it's going really well, and I'm looking forward to 2019 working with him as well.
Encouraged by how well the changeup worked for you tonight?
Yeah. I went through a period of time where it wasn't an option for me, probably 4 or 5 starts ago. But past couple starts, it's been a weapon, and, they had a lot of lefties in their lineup, so it was somewhat of an equalizer for those lefties.
Now that you kind of feel more comfortable that you ditched the windup, did that help you kind of, start to incorporate the changeup more in the bullpen and use it more as a weapon? Or?
I don't think those two coincide, but, ditching the windup has been a huge part of my success, but it all goes back to not shaking Servi. Look at my numbers from September 1, whenever I vowed to not shake him, things have really turned around.
Starling Marte is a clown show going on behind you. That's why just an FYI. In the sixth inning, you get to get Schwarber and Bryant, you get him out via strikeout. What can you tell us just about, as you're powering through those at-bats with guys on first and second, what worked for you to retire those guys?
Again, I don't mean to keep repeating the same thing, but just trust and serve you. It just makes everything so much more simple. I can slow the game down. He puts down a sign. I think about what I want to do with it, and I do it. As opposed to me trying to navigate it myself, it was all on Servi. And that's why I came off 3 or 4 times saying, that was you. That was you. That was all you. Because he put down the fingers, and I threw it where his glove was.
This is not a knock on any other catcher that you've thrown to or your previous organization, but it sounds like you're pretty refreshed by what you're saying, like trusting Servi, not shaking him off. How does that come about?
It took a little bit of time. I was new and I had one way of doing things, but Servi and I had some talks, and I watched what he was doing with the other guys and how infrequently they shook. So I said, you know what? I'm going to go with this because whatever I was doing in August wasn't working. So changed it up completely that night against the Braves, and here we are.
This staff has had success recently against the Cubs, whether it's from watching Cervelli work with them or talking to them. What have you taken against them that was helpful to you tonight?
Being convicted with every pitch. Have 100 pitches. Have intent behind every pitch, even if you're trying to throw a ball. If you're trying to induce a ground ball, when you need a swing and miss, get the swing and miss. I think it's one thing I've learned from watching Trevor and Joe, and J-Mo's been dominating the whole time. Nova's been doing exceptional since I've been here. So, we're a unit. And if this team's going to be successful going forward, it's going to be a lot on us. So watching these guys do their thing has really helped me be convicted in everything I do.
Servi's talked in the past about how he deals with you guys. He wants to learn the personality of the pitcher, so he kind of deals with everybody a little bit differently. How difficult is that as a new guy coming here to kind of be willing to open up a little bit and let a guy, see inside you a little bit to get a clue of what you're about?
Yeah. Talked about this a little bit before, but he's had a lot of success at this level in both leagues. And I've had a lot of success at this level too. So at first, he was very patient. He knows when to fire me up and when to calm me down. And that's, again, I love working with Servi. I know that next year is going to be really special if I can make most of my starts with him.
I know you'd like to be going to the postseason this year, but you guys are playing the spoiler role very good. What's allowed everybody to come together and do this so well?
I think we're just relaxed. We're having fun. August was kind of rough for us, but the guys, the young guys that we've brought up have injected life into us, and the veteran guys have stepped up. So, you know, it's just the life that they've brought and just out there having fun playing the game.
How have you felt with the pitches that you didn't use to throw all that frequently, the two-seamer and then the occasional curveball in the last month here?
They feel great. I feel like I command my two-seam on both sides of the plate pretty well, and the curveball has been a successful pitch for me.
How would you pitch to Pablo now?
I would try to just make him chase and not let him get on base. Yeah.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.